We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Samach, the bottom of page 428. The Din Hekev Mechitzah LeShabbos, the halacha of surrounding of walls for Shabbos, where you'll see from this three paragraphs. Sif Alf. It says Mechab B'yochet Shabbos B'bika, an individual that's reciting Shabbos in an open area, open fields. The Hekev Mechitzah Gruas, and he's surrounded with inferior partitions. Kavan Shasib Le'erev, which is only vertical lines like sticks without the horizontal oyer below shasi, or the other way that they're horizontal lines without vertical. That's a sign with little tadal kolev. It's up until two saw, you let it carry in the whole area. That's a sign of the elach from two saw and onwards. Imatal and bail ba'ab, you can only carry within dalad amas. If there are two people, and if there are three Jews, they could sit like a caravan. They let it carry throughout. It's very big. As long as they don't surround more than what their needs are. That there shouldn't be remaining an open area of two soils that they don't need for utility. But if it remains an area of open basis, they now carry throughout the entire surrounded area. Il Marab Abbas only for Amas. The Medvim, when we say this, Kishikiva Yisah Sheish Sin, when the area surrounds more than six Sa. I'm Loy Kiva Yisah Sheish Sin, but if it didn't surround more than six Sa, Abba Sheish Sin, Pondo, even if though there's an open area of two Sa, Kim Shem Shleish, since there are three people, Mutrin's permitted. Hagas is Ramah, in Yehudi, in Sefla Shiara, a non Jew does not combine to be considered as a caravan. Vyesham, some say, to Adin, Kotnin, and Mistar, that a child does not combine. That's Rambam in Perek Tezai.
It says Mishmur Sifkot and Aleph. So he said, a Yochid Shabbos Mabika, an individual that's out in the open fields, and who had the same thing is, a Philip and Mokam Yishuv, even if in the settled area. Gamkin Mutter, it also is permitted at Sosayim up until 2. So, come on, like we'll see later on, Simishan Zamach Bistav Hei, and Benokit Bika. So, why, and the Shartzin Ois Aleph says this from Tez Shabbos, he wants all the Shabbos, writes the opposite of this. And he says, "Benokabikas, why pick an open field?" Hashmin to let us know that Philip Bebeka, even by an open field, that he doesn't have available what to make good walls out of. Even so, the Rabban was stringent. They said it's forbidden. If it contains more than two sifkot and bays, so he goes and he surrounds himself with these inferior walls. For example, let's say vertical but not horizontal, or horizontal lines and not vertical. And that is convention. Not cut in bekarka. For example, let's see sticks into the ground. Pachas pachas mishleishet tvachim, less than three tvachim zetzel zeh, away one from the other. Which the Sharatzin Ois Beis says that's magen abram. What it means to exclude is if let's say you put it near each other, even though it's just vertical, it's considered as a bona fide mechitza, and so too regarding area which is horizontal lines. Look at the Magen Simchon Zamach Gimel that is inclined to the Mechitza of Shasi, and you make one rod above to connect these sticks. That is a bona fide Mechitza, and is permitted even more than Beis Hasayim. Says Meshbur further. He says, however, Ma'iri Shatukum Ba'aretz B'Chayzik. But we're talking about where they were stuck into the ground very strong, these sticks. Shlo Yanid Meruach, that the wind doesn't blow them. They love because if not, we next mechitzah klal. Then it's not considered mechitzah at all. Commercial customers sim shin zamach beis sif aleph sif cut and gimel, or air blei shasi, or they are just horizontal, not vertical. For example, let's say you surround the area with many strings, one above the other, and you don't have more than three tefachim between each rope. But the same thing is. But when you have the closed area more than the breached area, that's also called inferior partition. Like when it's vertical without horizontal. But the other person they don't mention this. Doesn't sound like this. Ayin Sham, look over there. Sivkot and Dalad. So he said, at Sasayim up until Tusa, you're allowed to carry in the whole area. Va'ad Bechlal, and Sasayim is included. But it's more than two, so then not. Even if he needs it for his utility. So if cotton hay, more than two, so then you can only carry within Dalai Lamas. What do you mean to say? The perimeter contain more than the area of Tusa, Chmir Rabban, the Rabban was stringent, and they said, you're not carrying that area, come over Shar Carmelis like other Carmelis. It's not considered as a full-fledged Carmelis. Shehim Mutal Lohitim Menel Carmelis Acha, that would be permitted to carry from this to another Carmelis. Because Emes and Chudur Shas Yechad Gamuhol Adi Lavid. Really, through Lavid, it's really a bona fide private domain. Shechmir B'Chazal, look at Chila. Instead, initially, Chazal was stringent regarding him, Shemdab Mechitza Guru, because it's an inferior partition. So you wouldn't be able to carry two Carmelis. Now, Mechitza Gemur is in full-fledged partitions. Mutal Tal Tabakul, you're allowed to carry in the whole area. If Allah Yimach, Zigayas, and Mechitza Sam Harbi, even if it contains way more than two Saab, don't call it dear, because it would enclose for residential purposes. And you keep from Lod Ben Shabbos, because you enclose it for your residence for that Shabbos. If Allah Rakha Shabbos Echa, say that even if it's one Shabbos, it would still be considered Hukav Ladir. So cut and Vav. And the Chinatin Simning is Im Haim Shnaim. If there are two people, it's not what I mean to say. As the Gemara says here also, ain't this Mushnim Biyachad Rakha Bezzi Zem. We don't give even for both of them, only up until the area of Tusa. Sivkat and Zayim, but if there are three, a caravan, to let it carry in the whole area, even if it's very big, as long as it's not more than what they need, you shouldn't have an open area of Bezzi Zayim that they don't need for utility. But if it does remain Bezzi Zayim Panoi, then you're not allowed to carry B'chala Mukav in the whole enclosed area, the Chashvin L'chal, but Dalar Hamas, because the Chashvin L'chal Machitza Kila Enu, because you consider the whole partition as if they're non-existent. Sivkat Chas, when we say this, when the enclosure was more than six sa, because the sheish son, because six sa l'shleish anashim is for three people, l'chalecha beis asayim, each one beis asayim, which is what you're allowed to have. But they enclosed more, for example, let's say seven sa, they only needed five. Now you have two sa open, but therefore it's forbidden. But if it didn't enclose more than six, says the Mechaber, even though there's two saw open, since there are three people, it's going to be permitted. Why? Because keeping the sheish was shilu shleish anashim, since six is the measurement for three people, each one gets two saw, and that's stringent enough, initial basis upon even if two saw of ear remains open. All the Rishonim disagree on this, but they hold the Av Bepachas Meshesh, even when it's less than six, Kol Sheyesh Asayim Panei, if you have two Sav, here you open, Aser, that actually will be forbidden. Siv Beis. HaYishleishav, there were three people, Ve'kiva Kol Tzarkam, they enclosed whatever they needed. Umeis Echad B'Shabbos, one of them died on Shabbos. Mutar Mechal HaShabbos, they were permitted for the whole Shabbos. Kiva Shav Neftan Sashabbos Betu, because since when they started Shabbos, it was in the permitted way. Hayishlam, if there were two people, they give a yisum esayim and they enclose more than esayim, which they're not supposed to. But when the Tosfos lemes Shabbos, then another person came on Shabbos. Asurim, they're forbidden. Kivish and nechtan Shabbos, basically, because when Shabbos started, it was prohibited. Sivkan Tess says Mishabura that if they would start off Shabbos with three and one died, they permitted b'chol Shabbos the whole Shabbos. Which some what it means to say is davka loisa Shabbos specifically for that Shabbos, but Shabbos is also, but for another Shabbos it would be forbidden. Sivkan Yud because they only have two, and if they started with two, and then another one added on, a surim, it's forbidden, it's limited, means lois Shabbos, but that Shabbos. Hoyle bet chelz k'nis Shabbos, since when Shabbos started, lohoy l'shem, there were only two. But Shabbos l'chay is muta, but you're right, for another Shabbos, and there's, since there are three already, it would be permitted. V'alacha, k'gon shesibu l'air v'chulum, that mechitz is gerus, like for example, only vertical, not horizontal, etc. So he's looking to Shabbos that is inclined to say, that if there were three full-fledged walls, the minotaur it's a rishus yachad gomer. Even if the fourth wall is just horizontal or vertical, it would be enough, and you'd be permitted to carry, even if it contains an area more than beis asayim. Which the dirshunan brings, the reason for this, writes Chazanesh, is because the ikar chiluk between if the area is that's mukav is beis asayim to if it's more than beis asayim is in the significance of the enclosure. In the way that you make three full-fledged mechitzas, that regarding this, it was really made into a biblical rishus yachid, it's just from the kansacham, you have to fix the fourth side, then you don't differentiate between if it's less than sosem or more than sosem. He adds on that it's logical, that even the way that you have in the three walls breaches that are more than ten amas, it helps to remedy them through a inferior mechitza of just shasi, since the oimid is meruba through the mechitza ma'ula, through the full-fledged walls that there are. And Sefer Tikkun Avos, he's not sure in the way that the area that's surrounded with walls, that there's a breach by the Karen's office by the corner, will it help to remedy it with a mechitza of chassis, it just sticks, or in such a case, would it be worse than other places because since the breach is by the corner, it doesn't help a merubah min ha-Torah, the way the Chazanish writes, so maybe that wouldn't be helpful. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, the halacha, of a rabbin in the area of a yishuv, a settled area, Sefer Tikkun Mevayis brings the words of Ritva and Ervin, Daf Yizayin, that the halacha of a yishuv is a halacha like a bika, like open fields, that only for individual it doesn't have a mechitza shasi, but for the rabbin, three or more, it helps a mechitza of shasi, even for area that is large in the Beis Hazayin. Another in the Chazon Ish writes that by a settled area, the halacha of a rabbin is like the halacha of a yachid, and it doesn't have a mechitza shasi to an area that's more than Beis Hazayin, even if the rabbin lives over there and he remains with a tzarachin. Dish number two. If a person put the sticks of these vertical sticks, and each stick is wider than the breach that's on the side of it, so as this writes, it's not considered mechitza grua. And Shana Lachas adds on that in such a case, even my mechitza of Ariv, of horizontal, would not be considered as mechitza grua. And look at Mishabur later on, Sifkan Gimel, name of the Ritva. That's because you have Oymer Merub over here. Dish number three, Pinchas Nish, that Davke, if the wind blows them until they distance more than three tfach of them each other, then they're like shaky. Then the mechitza is bottled. And therefore, even when they're not shaking, it's not considered as mechitza. That's like what Mishabur is saying, that, oh, if it's not firm, then it's not considered mechitza at all. Dish number four, the Sharatin had brought in the Prima Gadim, the mechitza shasi, and you make one kana above to connect the sticks, so that's a full mechitza, even, and it's permitted even more than sasai. Now, the Mishpat says, the Prima Gadim, but they write that so too, if he puts one stick of shasi on every side, and he connects to it the sticks or the ropes that's horizontal, it's considered mechitza mu'ula. Like the halacha of shasi be'erev. Chazon Ish wonders on his words. In Gemara, you see that we consider mechitza shasi be'erev has to be each one independently halacha mechitza through lavid. So you would have to have many shasi and erevs. Also, he wonders by every mechitza of erev of horizontal strings, there are the poles that are vertical that are holding the ropes taut. So he writes, you wouldn't be able to make out of the words of Prima Gadim any addition of leniency then. Now, if they made mechitzas of shasiv arav, of crisscross, that are standing near each other, but they're not touching each other, Chazon Ish writes that if they're not more than three tefachim away, they could say like one mechitzah of shasiv arav. So you have one fence of just sticks, vertical, and you have one fence of ropes, but they're within three tefachim. Now, in the way that you made the upper five tefachim of mechitzah shasiv arav, and the lower five tefachim just of shasi, Chazon Ish writes, it's considered mechitza ma'ula, and it's effective in the halacha parts ka'imid. And there's no chesaron of bekiyas gedoyim, because you don't have within the sticks of the shasi, three tefachim. Now, if he put many sticks near each other, b'shasi, until you see that there are sticks opposite every space between the sticks, so like the Dirsha brings a picture that there's a fence, but there's gaps, but then there's other sticks that are in those gaps, and they're all near each other within less than three tefachim. Chazon Ish writes, so it's effective. It's not considered as a mechitza just of shasi, because for the enclosed area, there's no open airspace beyond it. Now, regarding Tzuris HaPesach, if that's considered as a mechitza grua, Prima Gadim writes that if around the enclosed area there are mechitzas, and the Oymer Merubah ala parts, and the place where the breaches are, you made a Tzuris HaPesach, that's considered mechitza ma'ula, and it's better than mechitza of shasi or just erev. Sounds like from his words that if Oymer not Merubah, not more enclosed area, you just have a Tzuris HaPesach enclosing most of the enclosed area, that's considered mechitza grua, like mechitza shasi erev. See, from his words, mechitza shasi is not effective even when the Oymer Merubah by mechitza gemura. So that we discussed in the Be'alach the Maskel Kuin Shasi, in the Chazon Ish regarding this. Dishon number five. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, when he says that if you remain with area of Beis Hasayim open, that's forbidden, not only when you remain with more than Beis Hasayim open, but even if you remain exactly with Beis Hasayim Panay, it's going to be Asur. And that's easy, see in the words of Ritva and Erev and Daf Yizayin. So Rashba writes, to be gerzen to sefta b'loi shayru b'y Beis Hasayim, and not b'loi shayru b'el Beis Hasayim. And that's what the Ran's Kir says also. Dishon number six, the Ramah said that Ein Yehudi is not a tzarf to share for three, and so to some say a child. Regarding a mumer, if he has a lach like a nachri, that we see in Shulchan Aruch later on Shin Pei Hesed Gimel regarding a woman if she combines. But Rambam is not sure. Our Chazal writes that if it's husband and wife, they're considered as one. From the words of Rambam that he writes that in Yehudi and Kotnan it would sound like that a woman is better than them and does combine. According to Cherish and Shaita, our Chazal writes has Lachalik of Kotnan that some say does not combine. According to father and son, Shulchan Yaakov writes that they are considered like two different people. Tishrei number 7. Mishmurat said that Oymim Ruba Leparetz is also considered Mechitza Gerua, like Shasiba Le'erv. Now, if there are two complete walls, Chazon Ish writes, it would seem that even according to the Rashi and the Ritva, it's not considered as Mechitza Gerua, an inferior wall. Dish number 8, Chazon Ish is inclined that it is permitted to carry out. Mishmurat wrote, that it should be permitted to carry from it to another camel. Chazon Ish is inclined that it is permitted to carry out from it to another camel. And he compares it to what the Be'al Lacha writes in Shimon Vav, that you're allowed to carry out from a place that had three full-fledged walls to camel. Even though in that Torah, it is a complete Rishon Siyachah. And we discussed that over there also. Dershu number 10. Machaba said that if they had three, and someone died on Shabbos, it permitted the whole Shabbos. Now, if he was glacis, if he was in the throes of death on the Erev Shabbos, and he died on Shabbos, to his Shabbos rites, they're forbidden. And you don't say Shabbos or Hutcha Hutcha, because since it wasn't ready to really withstand the whole Shabbos. And that's what you see from the Shinai and Aleph, Sivkot, Lama, Gimel, regarding Erev, but the Be'alacha writes that in the Shabbos Tzach, present situation, also by glacis, we say that it is Hutcha, that it really was permitted.